Capital Regional's Chief Operating Officer Chase Christensen says HCA's North Monroe Street office looked a bit like Santa's workshop.
Around $10,000 worth of toys and goods and necessities. So we'll be packing that up and have 57 children that we've already identified who are going to be recipients of those presents here on Christmas morning.
One of those families consists of Carrie Whitehead and her son, Aiden.
He is 7 years old. He has 13 diagnoses. So it was lots of doctors, lots of therapists, and it's definitely a tight schedule.
But instead of a toy, Aiden is receiving a special electronic device that will let his mom know if he's experiencing a life-threatening seizure.
This monitor will monitor my child for me, and that fear of losing my child that next morning won't be there anymore.
It will also allow mother and child to sleep separately for the first time since he was born 7 years ago. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.